Okay, welcome to our session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast. I am your host, Joanne Ecton, and we're going to spend just about 5 minutes talking about communication styles and communication breakdown. You know, last session we talked about personality types, and I promised we'd talk a bit more about how these types communicate and how communication breaks down when those types don't recognize and understand each other's communication styles. So let's talk about that. I want to share with you a story, and the story is about a startup I worked with several years ago. There were 4 main people on the team, and they each had a different personality type, and man, they were a disaster. None of them understood the other's type. They had a ton of conflict because of it. So I'm going to change their names to protect the innocent, but I promise you the rest of this story is true. So one of the owners, let's call him Al, he was a high-spirited, really fun guy who just loved to be the big shot, going around shaking hands and joking around with people, and he'd hand out tickets left and right to all his, like, quote-unquote, VIP friends. And then there's Amy. Amy was the finance officer. She handled all the money, and she was super careful about all the details, just like you'd hope someone in that position would be, right? So while Al's handing out tickets for free and not telling anyone what promises he'd made either, Amy was trying to keep track of all the ticket sales and the money coming in and not realizing that many of the tickets that she thought were potential revenue were already gone. So Al, of course, just thought she was being a pain and that everything would work out just fine in the end. And Carlos was stuck in the middle. He wanted things to run smoothly and for everyone to get along. So he was very stressed out by all the bickering between Amy and Al, and he was very concerned about taking care of all the people that were involved in putting on the event. And then we get to Franco. Franco's the get-it-done guy. He wanted to make sure everything was being handled and moving forward. He was super frustrated by all the time his team spent talking. And he had a very dominant personality, so he tended to just start telling the others what to do, which of course just leads to more arguments within the team. You see, Al was this big picture visionary person who kept coming up with new ideas without really caring about how any of it got done. His language was story. And Carlos was a detail-oriented people person who wanted everyone to get along. He liked to make sure all the people were taken care of. And Amy was detail-oriented too, but she was concerned about numbers, not people. And she talked details, lots and lots of them. And Franco was the director focused on results, so he had no patience with stories or the details. He practically talked in bullet points. So none of the 4 understood each other, and they sure weren't getting along. And all the vendors that had to work with them didn't like working with them at all either. They actually had the makings of a very effective team because they had all 4 bases covered. But they were like that third grade soccer team where everyone runs all over the field and doesn't play their own positions. So once they started to understand their individual styles and how to leverage those in ways that made sense, then they were able to clean up their act and scale their business. So who are you struggling with on your team or in your family? Take a minute and consider what your dominant style might be and what the other person's is. You know, my dad and my husband were polar opposites, and that was a constant struggle until my husband started to recognize their different personality styles. So once you understand this, you can start to make some changes in how you talk to them and how you interpret the things that they say to you. And believe me, it made a huge difference in the family dynamics. So now I have a favor to ask of you. If you like these episodes, do me a favor and please subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. It would really mean a lot to me to hear from you. Until next time, then, take care.